The National Weather Service says Super Typhoon Mawar is slashing at the U.S. territory of Guam. The storm has been carrying 140-mile-an-hour winds and 170-mile-an-hour gusts. It was forecast to be one of the worst tropical cyclones to hit the island in decades, with a storm surge as high as 25 feet. Dana Williams is there reporting for the Pacific Daily News.
We've seen extensive power outages, lots of rain. The seas are really high. The surface is really high, and it's really dangerous.
Officials had warned of catastrophic damage and urged people to evacuate the coast and find shelter in reinforced concrete buildings. Guam's Governor Lou Leon Guerrero is on the line with us now. Governor, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
What's it like where you are now?
You know, it was pretty scary going into Category 4 to almost a super typhoon. But, you know, Michelle, our people are very resilient.
Do you mind if I ask, though, you're no stranger to storms, but how scary is this one compared to others that you've experienced?
Well, you know, I experienced Typhoon Karen, which is the most severe typhoon that we have recorded here in Guam in 1962. That one was 150 to gust of 200. And the whole island was really flattened by that typhoon. So to me, that's the most scary. This one, you know, as governor, of course, I'm very worried for our people's safety and very concerned. And that is what's making me much more anxious, is the safety and the protection of our people with these storms, because we know that we can't leave because we're in the storm for about 12 hours.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay. Have you heard any reports of damage so far?
Yes, there are damages of houses. We had to initiate a rescue mission. 8 people were rescued and now are in the shelter. But I will have my first assessment right after the winds start tapering down. And, you know, I just want to thank President Biden as he declared quickly emergency for the island of Guam, which allowed us then to access a lot of resources from FEMA. And I just want to thank also Deanne Criswell.
The FEMA administrator, Deanne Criswell. What is that? Yeah. What does that help you do for people who aren't familiar with this kind of emergency? What does that kind of declaration help you do?
That declaration allows FEMA people to come to Guam, and we have them already. It allows them to already prepare and plan for FEMA support. You know, like, for example, if we needed generators or if we needed any kind of supplies that FEMA can get. Plus, it allows us to work very closely with our team. So that allows FEMA to quickly provide those resources.
Does being a U.S. territory as opposed to a state change anything when it comes to securing the relief that you need and the resources that you need or you're going to need?
I don't think so, because I've seen your disasters in hurricane, right? Mm-hmm. And the president is doing the same thing. He's declaring them emergency. He's getting FEMA people on the ground, so forth. So I don't think there's any inequities in any of that treatment. In fact, if anything, I think we get more support quickly because of our isolated area. Hmm. And, you know, because we don't have the help of, say, other states bringing other resources to us.
Governor, before we let you go, how are you doing?
I am so proud of my team. My team is amazing. And I'm calm. I am organized. We talk strategies. We prepare. So I think that's how we address this. So I have a lot of good resource and support, which just makes me less stressful in having to make decisions and into acting quickly.
Lou Leon Guerrero is the governor of Guam. Governor, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us during the middle of this whole situation. And I do hope that all will continue to go well for you and the folks in Guam. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, Michelle.